Today is the 25th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and with a grateful heart here around the global campfire together with you again. Good to see you. Good to be seen, grateful to be in each other's presence, thankful for the turning of the seasons as the rolling hills of Tennessee began to come back to life and become lush and green and rolling and beautiful, fertile, love it. And then it just doesn't stop, which becomes a lot of maintenance, but grateful for the beauty to maintain. Glad to be here with you today for the next step forward on this grand adventure that is the Bible. Our next step leads us into the final book of the Torah, the book of Deuteronomy, the four final discourses of the prophet and leader Moses before he becomes a part of history. And we move forward without him, as the children of Israel do. Today, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, Israel, hear the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it. But keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did at Baal Peor. The Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor. But all of you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, "Surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when he said to me, "Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children." You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words but saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore watch yourselves very carefully so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven. But as for you, the Lord took you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace, out of Egypt, to be the people of his inheritance, as you now are. The Lord was angry with me because of you, and he solemnly swore that I would not cross the Jordan and enter the good land the Lord your God is giving you as your inheritance. I will die in this land. I will not cross the Jordan, but you are about to cross over and take possession of that good land. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that he made with you. Do not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. After you have had children and grandchildren, and have lived in the land a long time, if you then become corrupt and make any kind of idol, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God, and arousing his anger, I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but will certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or eat or smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your ancestors, which he confirmed to them by oath. Ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened, or has anything like it ever been heard of? Has any other people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire, as you have, and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other. From heaven, he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth, he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from out of the fire. Because he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them, he brought you out of Egypt by his presence and his great strength, to drive out before you nations greater and stronger than you, and to bring you into their land, to give it to you for your inheritance as it is today. Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. Keep his decrees and commands which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all time. Then Moses set aside three cities east of the Jordan, to which anyone who had killed a person could flee if they had unintentionally killed a neighbor without malice aforethought. They could flee into one of these cities and save their life. The cities were these: Bezer in the wilderness plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law Moses set before the Israelites. These are the stipulations, decrees, and laws Moses gave them when they came out of Egypt and were in the valley near Beth Peor, east of the Jordan, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon and was defeated by Moses and the Israelites as they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan. This land extended from Arior on the rim of the Arnon Gorge to Mount Sirion, that is Hermon, and included all the Arabah east of the Jordan, as far as the Dead Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah. Luke 6:39-7:10. He also told him this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruits, nor does a bad tree bear good fruits. Each tree is recognized by its own fruits. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." And the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Psalm 68:1-18. For the director of music of David, a psalm, a song. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Zalmon. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain, Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze in envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Proverbs 11:28. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. All right, so in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses has concluded his first of three discourses that are the book of Deuteronomy. And in this discourse, or this goodbye talk, like this final speech or discussion, he reminded the people of their covenant with God and the vital importance of remembering it. Everything hinges upon it. He says you can search all of history from the time that people were created on the earth until now and search one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard? Moses then reiterates that there is but one God. There is only one. Any invitation, any persuasion to worship lesser things, they are going to come. And they come to us all. But if God's people would remember who they are, how they got to where they are, and who God truly is, then they would prosper. Unfortunately, this isn't always going to be the story for the children of Israel. Unfortunately, it hasn't always been our story either. And Jesus speaks of the same kinds of struggles, zooming forward into the Gospel of Luke and into the first century. Why do you keep calling me Lord? He says. Why do you call me Lord when you don't do what I say? Ow. Right? Ouch. Can we take that on board for a second? Why do you keep calling me Lord when you don't do what I say? Oof. So Jesus is offering a worldview that would lead people to inner peace and inner wholeness, as Moses was. If we want this wholeness, then we have to, like the children of Israel, not forget who we are, not forget how we got here, and not forget who the one God is. Because this is the way life works. It's supposed to be. It is designed this way. The problem arises when we want to fashion our lives in ways that, man, they won't work. They will not work in the long run. And we'll behave in ways that ultimately make us the sovereign Lord rather than the one God. Then we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten how we got here. We have forgotten who God is. And this has always been the human condition. This is what we see playing out in the scriptures, and this is what we see playing out in the world today. It's always gone this way. We have forgotten who we are. Moses pleaded with the children of Israel. Jesus pleaded with the people of his time. Both of their words are calling to us from the Bible today, pleading with us now. We were created a certain way. We should find hope in that for the life that we were created to have. But it's going to require that we do what he says. Jesus says today, I'll show you what it's like when somebody does come to me and listens to my teaching and then follows and does what I say. That person is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. It's, Father, a well-built structure within our hearts, built on solid rock, unshakable, unmovable, from which we can hide. We can go inside and hide in the safety, no matter what the circumstances are swirling around us. This is what we ask for. This is what is being cultivated. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth so that no matter what comes our way, we can retreat into the solid rock, into the foundation, into the house inside of our hearts where you dwell. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base. Daily Audio Bible app, that is home base as well. That is where you find out. These are where you find out what's going on around here. And so do indeed check them out. Check out the resources that are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. Things like our Wind Farm coffee and tea. I've been on a tea kick for this week. So I got my clean canteen here. Like I said, I'm rocking the an old school one this week for tea, and drinking some. I'm just kind of digging, alternating between English breakfast and chai this week. I think I'm like, where did this kick come from? I think from being in the Middle East for so long and drinking a variety of bad coffee for a while, and then Bedouin tea. I guess I just kind of got into that for a minute. So I'm having tea this week. But check out the Wind Farm coffee and tea. All the different varieties that are roasted and sourced and sent directly to you. You can even subscribe, have a certain amount of coffee or tea sent to you each month that you will consume. Thank you for your partnership in that way. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what we're doing around here brings life and light, hope, good news to you, encouragement, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement there, well, you can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world. If you want to call, there are a number of numbers you can use. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number to dial. And if you are in Australia, or that part of the world, 613-88-20-5459 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
I want to pray for Allison and Beatrice. Beatrice lost her father, and Allison lost her husband. And so, God, in the name of Jesus, I lift them up to you, and I pray for your comfort. As they go through this grieving process, Lord God, I pray that you would send others around them, God, who may have gone through the same thing, to help them, God. You said that we can comfort others with the comfort that we which ourselves have been comforted. So I ask you to bless them, Lord God, and give them grace as they go through this process in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Junk the Treasure, who's been going through various trials right now, Lord Jesus. God, I just ask for your mercy. And I pray, God, that you would even speak to Junk the Treasure, God, as you spoke to Job, Lord. Speak to Junk the Treasure, God. Give her the wisdom and insight that she needs, and the endurance and the grace, God, to go through these valleys and rivers and things that she's having to handle, Father God. Send people her way that can even help her in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Owen, whose 14-year-old daughter attempted suicide. Lord God, I pray for your grace and mercy for this young girl. And Father, that you would send even her a mentor, Lord God, someone that can influence her, God, to seek after you. Because, Lord, you're her answer. You're what she's needing right now, God, and she may not realize that she hasn't realized it, God. So I just pray that you'll send someone to her and just help her to overcome this suicide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, in moments when shadows lengthen and uncertainty looms, grant us unwavering faith to lean on your everlasting arms. Your word reminds us, fear not, for I am with you. Be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Help us to trust in your perfect planning, even when the path ahead is unclear. Strengthen our spirits to find solace in your promises, knowing that you work all things together for good, as your word assures us. May our hearts find peace in the assurance of your constant presence and unfailing love. Grant us the courage to step forward in faith, knowing that you are our rock and our salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Bless Your Heart here in North Carolina. I'm asking for prayers for my mentor and friend, who is one of the kindest souls I've ever met and is facing stage 4 kidney cancer with metastasis. I ask you to keep him, his wife, and his daughter in your prayers, as well as me. I'm so struggling with hearing this news. Thank you all, DAB family. I love you.
Hello again, DAB family. This is Nancy calling from Oceanside, California, with my arms raised to the sun, Jesus. I'm calling for Lucy from Alabama. Lucy, my dear, I am so sorry you have the shingles. That is one of the most painful diseases there is. It's pretty indescribable. I have not had it, but I'm a retired nurse. I've had family members that have had it. But I want to give you hope. It does pass. Sometimes it takes a while. Even with the medications, do not give up. We are praying for you. We love you. You will be healed in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you, my sister.
Hi, family. This is his little Cherie in Canada. I'd like to request prayer for my nephew's wife, who I'm guessing is maybe 30, maybe in her early 30s. She has three young children. The oldest one, I think, is in grade one. And she's had serious heart problems. She has a racing heart. It never rests, even when she is at rest. And they've tried everything they can medically. The last resort would be a pacemaker. But before they go that route, they are recommending that she go to the States for a procedure that isn't done in Canada. And it's kind of a last resort before the last resort, which is the pacemaker. But this procedure is done in the States, and so she's trying to figure out how she can do this. It's a huge expense for their young family, and she is a stay-at-home mom, so they're a single income family. And it's like climbing Mount Everest to think of how they can make this happen. But of course, it's a serious health situation. And so would you pray that they would figure this out, that they'd be able to do some financing or fundraising or something to be able to raise the funds to be able to go to the States to have this procedure? Her name is Nikki. Thank you so much, family. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Open Arms in Omaha. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. My husband and I are in the midst of an adoption process. We're hoping to adopt a child from Costa Rica, probably about 10 or 11 years old. We need prayer because we're about a year and a half into the process, and we're starting to think that it might not be what's best for our family. We have a 10-year-old son, and we're worried that it might be too much trauma, too much strain on our marriage. We want to obey God and do what's best. Only He can know. And so I need prayer for our family to receive God's guidance, to have an open mind to doing what He would have us do, in a heart that just really truly believes that if He wants us to take the leap and adopt, that it will be the best thing, and that if He wants us to stop, that will be the best thing. Thank you.